One night the Lord said to Paul in a vision, "Do not be afraid, but speak, and do not be silent, for I am with you, and no one will lay a hand on you to harm you, for there are many in the city who are my people." Acts chapter 18, verse 9 and verse 10. Your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God. You are not your own, you were bought at a price. Therefore honor God with your bodies. 6 verses 19 and 20.
Three remain. And if Christ is not risen, then your preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile, you are still in your sins. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile, you are still in your sins. 1 Corinthians 15:14 and 17.
Of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote to you with many tears, not that you should be grieved, but that you might know the love which I have so abundantly for you. 2 Corinthians 2:4. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote to you many tears, not that you should be grieved, but that you might know the love which I have so abundantly for you. 2 Corinthians 2:4. We are afflicted in every way, but not perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. 2 Corinthians 4:8, 9, and 10.
For you know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you
Christ and the love of God grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 2 Corinthians 13:14.